Planet of the Apes, 1974, Season 1, Episode 10, Interrogation. This way, Split, get him, tie him up. You two, ride to the nearest village, tell them Verdon and Galen got away. Tell the local police, find a move. This one, we'll take the central city. See how explicit it is, how detailed, yes, come in. Zeus, have you heard the news? Burke has been captured. Yes, just as I told you. They would be. What about another two? They're going to come here and try to rescue Burke. They will fall right into a trap. We are waiting for them. Let's hope so. His capture Burke could not have come at a more opportune time. We have experiments? Why must we always make us simple problems so complicated? Not necessary to experiment. All our troubles stem from the two astronauts in Clayland. Once they're destroyed, our problems are over. The planet can return to normal. Can you guarantee that there will be no more Burks or Verdons in the future? Can you guarantee the next time being not 5 or 10 instead of 2 humans landing here? Perhaps in distant parts of our land. No more you can guarantee there will ever be any others. Prudent Ape is prepared for the worst. Therefore, it's extremely important for us to determine once for all why these two humans are different from the ones who live here now. I can almost so promise. I'll get the answers. Who is that? That is Wanda. Wanda? Wanda, one of the most brilliant young scientists, came up with remarkable find. Most valuable, his book. His book was written in 1986. It was recently found in one of those time capsules so popular around this period. What has that got to do, Burke? I'm coming to that. Book is book on brainwashing. Brainwashing is a psychological method. Washing out the human brains. Our idea is replacing them with new ones. What's we going to do? Is that what we're going to do, Burke? Yes, oh yes. I seem to remember hearing things saying vaguely about brainwashing. Isn't that where you take the brain out of the skull and wash it with cold water? No, you don't take the brain out of the skull. You don't take the brain. How can you wash the brain if you don't take the brain, take it out of the skull? Well, yes. I looked over the book and wondered. There's Blaine the rest. He is back in the council. Interrogate Blake Burke. According to this new procedure. No. All interrogation must be under my supervision. As a law, you must be supervised. But Wanda is controlled experiment. Why must we go to all this trouble? Just let my surgeon perform the usual brain operation of humans. We're talking about a hole in the brain skull. Move the front bump. Yes, that's right, exactly. But the patient will be docile and cooperative. He will tell us whatever he wants, answer all questions. If he doesn't die, I'll come a vegetable. Anyway, Burke will be no more trouble to us. What do you suggest is our last result? Meantime, Wanda will proceed. And since the procedure is new to us, there will be no public discussion. Only 3 of us and our most trusted guards know about. Alan, I can't. You've got to. Central City, 19 hours away. You've run all that distance, Galen, by now. Pete must be in Urko's hands. We will be too. We keep running blindly. They'll be expecting us. They'll be setting traps. I know that. We avoid them. Stay off the main roads. Take us 2 days to get there. We go the shortest, furthest, fastest way, whatever that is. Burke, my name is Wanda. I am your interrogator. As interrogation, can you be pleasant or unpleasant? It's up to you. Well, pleasant is better. We're going to get along just fine. Good. Sit down. Now, I want you to answer my question. Which planet humans on this planet have helped you? Of almost all of them. Many apes. Obviously, I'm not taking this interrogation seriously. Let me warn you. It's very important that you will cooperate with me. If I fail, you'll fail totally. You die, or you'll become a vegetable. I've answered the question you did not. What names, places, times. I'm sorry, I can't remember that. You're counting on your friends to get it. They'll never find this place. No one knows it exists except you, Zeus, Urko, myself, and a handful of gods. They'll possibly escape or rescue. I will ask a question. You answer it fully, honestly. Then you'll be allowed to go. Which humans have helped you? Say, it's not a ring you have on your taping finger. Tapping finger. You have contempt for apes, Burke. You have changed your mind before you finished. I have no contempt for apes, nor for any other thinking animals planet. Then be sensitive. Sensible. Sensible? Answer my question. Which humans have helped you? Well, move then, or shoot, but don't move. Turn around real slow. Put your hands behind you. Okay, now walk. Who are the humans have helped you? I don't also want to know how you got their names, where they could be found. When you made contact, simple questions. I can see your mouth moving, but I can't see anything you're saying. These bells and drums are too loud, deafening me. They're too loud now after 4 hours. Think how many they may sound after 8 hours. What? Can you talk louder? For 24 hours, Lieutenant, shoot. Hold it, hold it. You're going to be kidding. No, I'm quite capable of it, Burke. Obviously, you can hear what it suits you. Look, isn't any list of humans to contact? We expected to land here. We didn't exactly want to be here now. All we want to do is get out of here. First, you have to get out of prison. I want the names of the humans that have helped you. Look, are the names, places, times? I can't answer that. They were just people. Every entrance covered. Nothing will get into the city without stopped by our guards. Orders issued to stop and search carefully every car, wagon, whether driven by ape or human. Yes, Echo. Now inside city, want everyone available on patrol. Mounted units sweep the streets. Into troops at every corner. Here we're done. Good. Good. It's time we'll catch him, Galen. Going straight, stand straight this way. Now, once you have answered my questions, you can get so much sleep. You sleep. Food rest. We'll tell you the truth. All right. And make it easy for you. Which apes have offended you? There are been many apes. There's the truth, but not the truth. There's only one ape that you've offended you, and that is a traitor, Galen. There are others than Galen. Okay, have it your way, right. Now, which humans have helped you? No humans helped us. The truth, I don't know what you want. I want their names. I can't. My memory's blank. Lieutenant, do you know what to do? Yes, Wanda. Let him go. What's your business interest in you, my son? Raise his hay for the troopers. Horses, put me in that pitch. Give me that pitchfork. Oh, yes, of course. He usually lives it himself. This morning, he had a little terrible cold. I said, now you stay in bed, and I deliver you the hay myself. Honestly, he's such a good boy. He likes all of you gorillas. He's so helpful, kind, and considerate. All right, go ahead. Dump your hay. Come right out. And thank you, goodbye, old Galen. Oh, mother. Oh, ho, Galen, come in. Oh, how are you, old Galen? So good to see you. Wonderful to see you. Mother, I'd like you to meet my very good friend, Alan Verdon. Hello? How you do, Verdon? Fine. Are you eating? Oh, you look so tired. We'd love something to eat. Only we've... Tell me first, where's Father? He's in his study. He has a great deal to do these days. Just been elected to council. Sit down, I'll get your father. Your mother seems very nice, Galen. Oh, yes. You may need to find another word to describe my father, Father. This is, we need your help. Our friend Peter Burke has been taken prisoner. He's human, I'm an ape. He's an enemy, my enemy. He's not my enemy. My friend, you're helping me. Then it's between you and Burke. I'll give you shelter, but I won't help you any other way. Send us over to the roof for a lookout. You wish to see me? I'll be in the garden. Just you, son, all right? Now, tell me one more time what happened. Bannon Haycutt was driven through checkpoint by female chimpanzee. He said she's living hay for troll horses. Is female? Where is she? Have you located her? No, I know the situation's suspicious. But she was alone. There's a sign of fugitives on the cart. What do you expect them to do? Stand up and wave at you? Get three troopers ride to Kronosala. The owl's home. Search it from one end to the other. If he tries to stop me, go ahead anyway. Tell him these are my orders. Yes, I go. Apparently it does not matter to you. Are your mother worried? Of course it matters. And why aren't you at home instead of running around the country like a hunted human? Not my fault that I'm hunted. My friends are willing to live in peace. So am I. You're an ape. Your friends are humans. Strange friends for a chimpanzee. Not if you know them. You expect them too if it wasn't for your stupid prejudices. I'm older than you. Perhaps the so-called stupid prejudices based on reason. No, they're not. They're based on custom and habit. And you know it, even if I agreed with you, don't think you can change the whole world. I like to. We didn't come to this city to visit, I'm sorry. Came to get Burke. Only a few more minutes, Ivan. Not entirely unreasonable. Without your help, we're going to have to, don't know what, but you can help us get Burke out without compromising yourself. Conversation's over. All right, Father. Goodbye. There's a signal from Lumeris. They're coming. The police are coming. We leave now. We can't risk our lives, but keep call here. It's a back way out. It's big risk for us. We found nearby. Not as big as being caught here. Help me pick up that rug. This is for, put this in security. Down you go. Hurry. One at a time. Down. Open up, please. How dare you bang on my door? I have orders. Search this house. As a mistake, I'm cancelling you all. I'm sorry, cancelling. The order was given by Chief Security Urko. I demand you stop. Where is he going? To examine the bedroom. It's an outrage. I expect everything. It just be as you found it. You think you're pouring through a junkyard? You found the terrorist's wife? Thank you, officer. That's all right. Have you found whatever it is you're looking for? No, Chancellor. As you say, you leave now. I apologize for the intrusion. Apologies, not significant. You may so go, may so inform, Chief Urko. Have you not? It is enough. Time me. Was one of the humans named Ronus? My name is Peter J. Rank Mayor Major. Stand up. My number is 004. Stand up. 897. Oh, haven't you had enough? Do you want more? But Peter J. Rank Major. Number 004736 6897. We know humans. They helped you try him. Start. I've been looking for you. I have this message from Counselor Chairman Zeus here. Of course, you can read it if you want to. But address the commanding officer, the jail. Is there a question you want me to ask? Okay. You announce your arrival as you normally would. Come on, guard. 22 ready. All right, on the floor, face down. No, not the wide floor. The wall, Peter's not there. Here. You must be. Untie him. Where do you come from? Where you come from, Bert, Peter J. Number 0047. Stop it. How dare you interfere? Just trying to help. Wasn't getting anywhere. I was a prisoner. Completely disorientated. How now it is. A certain methods which will yield results. Long period of severe interrogation. Excellent results have been achieved by feminine presence. Measures here is old gibberish book. There's only one way. Leave him alone, Zeus. You will hear him. I hear your behavior. So why did you tell us that Burke isn't in the main jail? I don't know. I no idea where he was being kept. Only Urko and Zeus now. So you doubt your father, Galen. If your father says he doesn't know, he doesn't know. Does Urko have any other places? He keeps prisoners? None that I know of. Urko knows. He keeps records that places to look. That place look. Son, you never get away with it. Still, we have to look in Yoko's office of his long period of circular force. A reason of loss, feeling a pull of gravity. Or his sense of identity, blurred along the identity of others. At this point, a woman, compassionate, may be confused by the confessor. If someone he is loved, by his skillful questioning, may obtain information, can be not obscured by any other fashion. Stop the turntable and tie him. Guard, you may leave. Wanda, it's a dangerous human. I'll hand and go. I had a feeling we were strangers, but there's so much about you don't know. I always believe that people in love tell each other everything, not everything. You're quiet today. Maybe I've not talked. I've all talked about, that's never happened. You're a bubbling spring, exhaustible. But springs can run dry. Pete, our conversation is a one-way street. You never talk about yourself. Oh, what do you want to know? Everything. Where were you born? Where you went to school, you know? Pretty dull stuff, not me. Not me. Oh, first time you fell in love. This is the first time. Oh, I know you're coping out. Come on, I want to know what's inside there. What do you feel? What do you know? Want to know? Everything. I love you. People love, tell each other everything. Guard, Lieutenant, it's day or night outside. something about the horizon. By a full truth of security, Yoko Vista belongs to him. Five special guards sent to the Crystal Cavern. Mr. Kevin, that means something? Why would he send special guards to Kevin outside the city where nothing valuable was stored? Of course, Caden, that's it. Yeah, God, get to death to Mitsu's house. Tend to meet me in the hospital as soon as possible. That's all any of entrance know. What have they done to him? There's a hospital wagon. There's no way to get him out without a mob around him. Only one chance at the hospital, right? I haven't promised nothing. The operation is still in spend very much stage. Can't sit spend success. What do you mean by success? Patient survives, is docile. It's not necessary. Patient could die or worse, be left with no brain at all. That's not too bad. This is the planet, patient. Yes, how long have you been ready? My associates have not arrived yet. Nothing prepared. Instruments scrubbing, operating room nurses. 30 to 60 minutes. You have 30 minutes, then begin the preparation. Be back in time to watch. Yes, Oko. 30 minutes. May I ask why you need the carriage? Well, you see, we found out Berg is in hospital. They're going to operate on him. It's Operation Oko favours, huh? Carriage, Galen. Why carriage, Mother? If I told you, Father found out, he would be very angry, possibly. You haven't answered my question. We're going to break in the hospital. Grab Berg and run. We don't stand a chance of Urko's mounted patrol without my carriage, right? Yes, you won't stand a chance with my carriage. Yeah, maybe not. We thought of every possibility. This is the best we could have come up with. If you fail, Urko will kill you. Yeah, you realize that, yes, son? You insist on attempting this impossible rescue? We have to. Then leave me no choice. Open my door. Him and come and help this ape. I can't allow him in, anyone in. Attend orders. I'm not anyone. Council members. The other's wife. You're the only tent. Then get him. I'm sorry. I was clothed. How can it be? I'm badly wounded ape here. Good, but leave him. Someone will care for him. Are you a doctor? No, or am I a tenant? Why am I talking to you? I need a doctor. What the doctor's available? I don't know. A tenant, I was on my way to see a friend who was ill when I came. But this badly wounded ape here. Apparently the victim of some accident. I went out my way to bring him here. This hospital. Great personal inconvenience, I'm sorry. In that case, let us proceed back. While we argued, this unfortunate victim could die. Do you want that on your record? No, no, come human. Oh, Dr. Eman, a wife of Chancellor Vell. I am Dr. Mateus. You shouldn't be here. I want you to take care of this wounded ape right away. I will put the surgery in about 10 minutes. Do you mean a human patient is more important to you than ape Urko's orders? Well, he must be very special human. Doc's ordering to me. It is as if nothing was really wrong with him. Not yet. I assist you and find a bed and capable medical care very well. I see what I can do. Oh, and you, tell Chief Urko, I wish to see him right away. Are you frightened? The elderly woman, female, wounded ape? Do you believe an armed guard police gorilla? No match for me, a human? Ah, help, help. Open the door, break it down. Cut some of your gorillas. Cut them off. A curve of corridor, hurry, Yoko. They've escaped from the hospital. Aha, aha, follow them. Madam, I don't know how you two ever made it out of here. But we're not out of it this yet. I assure you, it wasn't Galen. After all, mothers should know with own son. I told that it was Galen. You're being insolent. Not at all, I'm doing my job. Just ask me your question. It wasn't Galen? How do you account for the ape's actions? It wasn't. I don't. I was horrified by his actions. I ran to the corridor and called for help. You saw me. I'm afraid that doesn't prove. Unless your head. Use your head, Chief Urko. If there were any brains, it would ruin my husband's career. Risk disgrace by helping mere humans? Of course not. So may I ask? Take it. This matter is now closed. Chief Urko, well, if you disbelieve my wife, I assist you both. Arrest both of us immediately. Arrest or total innocence. One either. Not going to arrest you, Counselor. You or your wife, Pepe's Jace, Rufus, shut up, all right. Then it's all settled, don't? Won't you have something to drink? Chief Urko, oh, you're magnificent, both of you, Father. I can't very well let them find you here. Urko, didn't you ask such house you perhaps you were too gone, long gone, perhaps? In case I was defending your mother. And well, you very well, too. Father, you helped us. Now admit it, you allow me to be grateful. Oh, my son, I won't pretend to be understand. friendship to you and those humans. But this isn't friendship. I understand principles. Sometimes I'm a little slow. Whatever you had your mother, I might have realized the son we have. I have made contact with Greyland and his friends. I have more contact with Greyland and his friends than you had. It's all what I wanted to know. A son, not only loving, intelligent, also principled. I am proud of you.